This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a, well, it is a lubricant. It is a solvent. You can get the CLP and just apply one of something. And this is, but it's also a treatment of your weapon. And by the way, I haven't thought about this, but the 6-hour P320C FLS is for sale now at UpstateArmoryGroup.com. For $439 plus tax. The one that I went out and shot, the one that I went out and tested with JT Albrecht, you can go get that right now for $439 if that's something you're looking for. It's a very unique weapon with the compact frame and the full-length slide. Hey, that's something you're looking to get into. This would definitely be the time to do it, and you're not going to, I mean, that I believe is almost invoice. And you still get it as a new gun. So, there you go. How good is that? How good can it get? As somebody who hangs out with a lot of people that are firearms instructors, I am not a firearms instructor. Let's make that perfectly clear. I know how to shoot. I am not an instructor. There are three assumptions that I found to be common among concealed carry licensees and applicants. And all the time, I hear various renditions of each one of these. While these assumptions, and more importantly, the behaviors that follow, generally serve the gun owner where convenience is concerned, they could also result in needless death or injury the day they find themselves the target of a violent crime. Number one, and I see, in South Carolina, there would be no need to go through all of this concealed carry permit nonsense because you only carry or keep the gun in your car. Carjacking crimes seem to be frequent in the news, and leaving a gun in the car exposes two vulnerabilities. The first is that car break-ins are common. You are risking having the firearm stolen. The other is that armed robberies, which are often deadly even when victims comply, are to be expected any place there's a cash register, which very often is not the car. Being aware of your surroundings and avoiding confrontations in the first place is heavy insulation against having to draw a firearm, but not having it at the time and place you may expect to need it is folly. I know a great many people that go through the trouble of going to the class and sitting through the stuff and waiting for the 90 days and finally getting the permit, then they don't even carry the gun. Why? Item number two, practice. Well, I've been around guns all my life. Practice, question mark. Practice, question mark. I'm ex-military. Yeah. Shooting well under stress is two things. It is simple and it is a difficult skill. It is simple to learn. It is a difficult skill to keep. A multitude of considerations must be processed in very short order during a crime in progress. External circumstances, the draw, the successful, accurate operation of the gun. In a lot of classes, when you go to a lot of classes, you'll see people who bring up with them past experience handling guns, often as a youth or a service member or a hunter, and they sometimes show the biggest gap between confidence and performance. What that means is they don't know what they're talking about. So, remember that, the gap between performance and confidence. That's something to be watching out for. At the other end of the spectrum, some new shooters choose a carry system with so many safeguards that it would take a professional shooter's schedule of practice to defeat those measures when the gun's needed in short order. And both recipes are designed to, you know, lead you to failure. Confidence is an asset in self-preservation. Overconfidence produces rounds that go somewhere besides the intended target. There's no price to pay for that in a controlled range, but the same area in a public area, or the same error in a public area, could be devastating for both the person shooting in defense and anyone around them. Prospects are equally dim for the new shooter who hasn't mastered a safe and fast draw, plus defeating whatever safety measures they choose, like a mechanical safety or empty chamber. Mechanical safeties don't bother me. Got one right here on the Nighthawk Falcon. They don't bother me because part of my draw stroke is thumbing off the safety as I'm coming up. So I have trained to do that. And I trained for years to do that. And I have a lot of confidence carrying a gun like this. But I also have no issues whatsoever carrying a Glock or a striker-fired weapon. That gives me no issues whatsoever. So I don't have to get past certain things. The fast, safe draw means you're drawing without your finger going into the trigger guard. But you don't want to have a multiple level 5 or 6 holster going on. Handling the gun, defeating the safety measures, clearing the malfunctions, and dealing with less than perfect firing conditions, that is not an inborn trait. Gun handling and marksmanship skills are honed by practice, and they fade with time. And for most people, including me, time between the top shelf proficiency and the imperfect technique is measured in weeks, if not sometimes a week, not years. Having the humility to accept that your 4-H and hunting or military history is not enough to carry you without being bolstered by practice is part of successful self-protection. Number 3, the bigger the caliber, the better the carry. The bigger is better philosophy is usually self-defeating when it comes to choosing a concealed carry gun for a simple reason. The gun the people will be led to believe that they must carry will be too darn big to be comfortable. I find the bigger is better belief and the I don't need to train philosophy often travel in pairs. I get told by a lot of people, I don't carry anything that doesn't start with a Thor. Well, that's okay. I mean, I sometimes carry something that begins with a 10, and that's about as big a gun as you can get. But in case anybody forgets, a very well-placed shot of any caliber beats a miss, no matter how big the caliber, every time. And don't tank that as advocacy to choose a tiny gun. The smaller the firearm, the more difficult its manipulation and recoil can be. Get one that your whole hand fits on, at least. I can pack a full-size 45 or a 10mm, no problem, on a daily basis. If you have the body type and you can do that, that's fine. Sometimes I'm packing a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, which just about everybody can pack. But to make the right choices, not only the firearm, but the carry system must be considered with faithful daily carry, wherever possible, in mind. Then take the time to study the various calibers. You can look at the gel block test videos online, find out all that other stuff. So our culture indoctrinates convenience as a virtue. But as Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman once said, your lifestyle should be comforting but not comfortable. Carrying a gun is not comfortable, but I do it every day. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is First of all, I am not one of those that goes to the range and says, well, I only clean my gun after every 10,000 rounds. If it can't run that way, well, then something's wrong with it. I don't do that. In the military, we used to clean our weapons after we would look at them every time. So I do that still. I still subscribe to that notion. And every weapon is coated generously with frog lube. You should do it, too. It is a treatment. It is a cleanser. It is going to help your weapon resist the environment in which you operate. And new sponsor, hey, especially if you're looking to build that AR-15, hey, go to...
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Yeah, that's where the wood hit. Well, you know, whatever. I don't even know what I was going to say. I'm just going to shut up. Let's move on, shall we? I think so. A former Hillary Clinton volunteer, stupidly, you know what? Twitter and social media altogether. For those of you who have never lived in a world where there was no social media, the world was a much less politically correct place. You could ridicule everybody, and nobody cared because nobody knew. And we didn't care back in the 80s and the 90s how many followers we had, and we didn't care if anything we put out there got shared or anything because we had friends, but we actually knew them. If we had followers, that meant we were in charge of something at work. For those of you who never existed in that time, I feel bad for you. Because nowadays, in the time you exist in now, everything that you say is going to be thrown out there. And thanks to Twitchy, especially with Twitter, if you put it up on Twitter, well, you know what? It's going to be out there forever. Let's just ask Dan Grillo. This is the former Hillary Clinton volunteer who drew swift condemnation and then lost his job after mocking the widow of a fallen Navy SEAL who was honored by the president during his congressional address Tuesday night in what had to be considered a very powerful moment. Dan Grillo, who said in his Twitter profile that he was a former volunteer for both the Hillary Clinton and President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, made the remarks after Trump paid tribute to Karen Owens. She's the widow of the U.S. Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, who was killed in a counterterrorism raid in Yemen last month. Trump said, "Our veterans have delivered for this nation, and now we must deliver for them." And that got a 2-minute standing ovation for a visibly emotional Owens. He said, "Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation." Now, that's one of those moments where you get out there. I mean, Reagan had those moments when he was the commander in chief. After the Gander, Newfoundland crash, where the Sinai peacekeepers coming back to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. After that crashed in Gander, Newfoundland on the way at Christmas time and killed everybody on board, Reagan came to the funeral services and cried with all of the family members whose loved one had died on their way home for Christmas. He had moments like that. At the 101st Airborne Division Museum, there is a quilt made with a painting in the middle of it of Reagan crying while he's touching a dependent, a wife, with a baby. Getting out there and recognizing the military is a noble thing. Because the military, most of the time, is just considered to be, you know, a thing that exists in the abstract. And it is not in the abstract. For Karen Owens, it is very tangible. And especially in that spec ops world where they don't know where they're going. They could be going out and just flying around, or they could be going to some place and doing most, a lot of stuff they do is real world. So anyway, Dan Grillo was not impressed by all of that. Responding to a tweet from the L.A. Times reporter Matt Pierce, who noted that Owens was crying and overwhelmed, Grillo tweeted, "Sorry, Owens' wife, you're not helping yourself or your husband's memory by standing there and clapping like an idiot. Trump just used you." Well, that began to replicate and began to make the rounds, and it zipped around social media as commentators on both sides of the aisle were outraged by the swipe. Donald Trump Jr. called the tweet an example of hatred from the other side. He tweeted, "Hatred from the other side. I would think that this is beyond what a human is capable of saying to someone, but it is not." Grillo, realizing that he had stepped upon his own reproductive system, followed up apologizing for what he called a poorly worded tweet. The day that I have to get out there and defend my tweets will be the day that I've gone way beyond where I need to be. Grillo's account soon went private, and then it was deleted entirely. But the tweets survive into perpetuity because they were saved and archived by other Twitter users. Grillo's LinkedIn page says he works as a principal for the Chicago-based Liberty Advisor Group. As of Wednesday morning, his profile page on the site has also been deleted. And the company later confirmed that an employee had sent what they called an offensive and inappropriate tweet regarding the Gold Star family. In a statement, the company said that while the message was from his personal account, his comments were inconsistent with the company's values. The statement said, regardless of whether the comments in the tweet were intended to cause the hurt and anger that they ultimately generated, they were unacceptable to us. And the individual who issued the tweet is no longer affiliated with Liberty. Bye-bye, Dan. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It is a treatment. It is a cleanser. It is going to make it to where your weapon will survive in any environment. Froglube.com. Now then. Right now there's a new specter hanging over Washington, D.C. Federal workers, they're very accustomed to job security, and they may actually be reduced in status to the level of private sector peasants soon, who must live with the possibility of being laid off due to workforce reductions. The Washington Post, which is in many ways the trade paper of the government industry, shares the anxiety of its readership. Federal workers are growing increasingly anxious at the prospect of massive budget cuts that President Trump proposed this week that would pave the way for increased military spending. Employees who list endangered species, collect taxes, and distribute aid to foreign countries are fearing for their livelihoods as they sift through rumors and wait to see whether their offices will be targeted for steep reductions. There's an agency that lists endangered species. Now, those of us who work in the private sector have never had the job security of a federal employee. Very few of us have the retirement benefits that they enjoy. So we have the constant issue of providing for ourselves beyond our working years. Frankly, that can be kind of stressful. And in my case, it provides for a whole lot of motivation to do some very hard work. And after all, I have no rich Uncle Sam to rely on to keep money coming in to pay for the groceries, much less fund an extended vacation called retirement. Ordinarily, in the rare case of a government agency reducing its workforce, attrition is relied upon. Death and retirement works best. Nobody gets mad about that. Hardly ever firing for cause. They never do that. Death and retirement automatically reduce the number of working bodies in a large organization. But if you don't bring in replacements, the workforce declines in number. Not rapidly, and not all at once. So words like buyouts, furloughs, and RIFs, which is a reduction in force, which we knew about in the military, government speak for layoffs, that's now being tossed around at the water cooler as the civil servants face the possibility of massive downsizing. Some of those strategies were used when Ronald Reagan was president, and others more recently to meet the goals of budget caps known as sequestration. Normally, the government lays off a very small number of employees every year, but the biggest number of layoffs came in the late 1980s and early 1990s with military base closures and other defense drawdowns. The process can take months with terms that must be negotiated with unions, and it's costly since agencies must pay benefits and outstanding vacation and sick time to their workers. But experts said the rate of natural attrition would not be enough to cover expected budget cuts. So in the short term, furloughs or unpaid days off may be an option to reduce costs, they say. At the EPA, a sense of gallows humor set in. We've been discussing whether it will be really bad or really, really bad, said one employee. He spoke on the condition of anonymity for fear of reprisal. About what? who's gonna come at them for some sort of reprisal for saying that? Now, the relative economic standing of government bureaucrats has soared compared to the fortunes of 99.9% of you out there working in a private sector job. When I was a young lad in the early 1960s and the early 70s, and I thought about working, I was advised that a government job wouldn't pay as well as a comparable private sector job. That was where people went to work for the job security, but not for the money. Well, that's changed. If I wanted to relax and rise in salary modestly and slowly, then government work was the work for me. But if I wanted to take risks and work hard and have the possibility of more money, then it had to be the private sector. And at the time, that was true. But that was five decades ago, and government workers have vastly improved their lot. And now they often get more pay for equivalent work while enjoying job security and very lavish fringe benefits. So the notion of losing some of those gains and facing the ordinary work risks of the rest of the economy, that is a bit of a psychological shock. At the State Department, career diplomats are uncertain what and who will be needed in a downsized agency. Without a clear set of guidelines on what foreign policies the administration will be adopting, they say they have time on their hands and little work to do. I thought we found out the last time they closed down the government how much we could get rid of and not need. Didn't we? If there's a bureaucrat walking around with nothing in their hands except air, they need to be given their walking papers. Just keep walking. And because there's always work to be done. But then again, if you have a job, you know, if you have job security and no immediate task at hand, why bother to ask yourself what could be improved or what information might be needed? And if your superiors in the bureaucracy don't keep you busy, well, then you could just watch porn, couldn't you? Almost 100 federal government employees have admitted to or been caught viewing copious amounts of pornography while on the job in the past 5 years, according to an investigation by the News 4 I-Team. I can just imagine coming around with those big ENG cameras that they carry that have they look like a small crew-served weapon. And I can just imagine the News 4 I team coming around the corner, and there's a couple of guys from the State Department going, look at that, yeah. And they come around and see what they're seeing on the screen. They're watching porn. The cases include workers who admitted spending 6 hours a day surfing illicit images and videos and maintaining tens of thousands of adult images on their office desktops. And we wonder why the post office is just the epitome of failure. And here we have people at the State Department. You know, they talk about this shadow government of all the career bureaucrats that are in the government that, you know, that in their administration in, administration out, that actually run the country. And how they're pushing back against Trump and everything. They're watching porn. They got a file on their desktop saying Big Daddy's pictures. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. I couldn't possibly. There's no way I could, not in my best day, that I could write something like that. That's just, you know. It's funny. If it wasn't so messed up, it would be funny. So, you know, anyway. And you know what? If that's what they have time to do, well, then they have time to go look for a job, I think. Come on out here and join us in the real world. Guess what, though? You do have to perform. So that means that you actually do something and produce something. That's what performance is. That's, you know, just I know you guys have never heard that before, but, you know, trust me on that. Anyway, one more time, I'll hand this back to Genesis. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And one more time, welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. This is where you go. OperationParts.com is where you go to make that weapon. Very, very high speed. To be fair, and given the perverse transgender agenda of the modern left, my idea was that men like Bruce Jenner would compete as women. My idea was not that female athletes who want to pretend that they are men or boys and thus take athletic performance-enhancing drugs such as testosterone to help live that deluded fantasy would compete as females. I did not imagine this because I thought virtually every female athletic association would not allow such an advantage. Now, in most athletic associations, this is the case. But at the high school level in the state of Texas, it seems there are exceptions. As has been widely reported recently, a female wrestler in Texas, Mac Beggs, has won the state championship in her division largely due to the fact that she has a significant competitive advantage. She's taking steroids. Testosterone, to be exact, the steroid. Once upon a time, that behavior was widely considered cheating. In fact, some of the biggest scandals in sports history involved behavior virtually identical to that of Mac Beggs. Alex Rodriguez took testosterone. fact, due to the widespread problem of doping, which is taking performance-enhancing drugs, in the world of athletics in 1999, the World Anti-Doping Agency was created. Clearly and always on the list of banned substances, testosterone, despite it being an endogenous, which is naturally occurring anabolic and androgenic, promotes male characteristics steroid, testosterone use among athletes is prohibited if administered from outside the body. Or like, say, in a syringe into one side of your butt. In the modern era of sports, scandals involving performance-enhancing drugs are numerous and happen all the time. One of the largest examples in terms of sheer volume of athletes and length of time involves the Olympians of East Germany. The East German female swimming team are some of the best men I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if you've ever seen them back in the day. You would look at them, and I mean, I'm a fairly broad dude, and I mean, they, you know, they come up on me and go, "Hello, little man," you know, that kind of thing. So, in a tragic attempt to hide the real devastating effects of a communist government and a socialist economy, and instead to present itself as a strong, healthy nation during the Cold War, the East German government began to dope their athletes. The primary drug administered to the thousands of East German athletes as young as 8 years old was CDMT, a synthetic steroid, and as the name indicates, a synthetic derivative of testosterone, which part of the CDMT, the dromethyl testosterone, which I think it's chloride hydromethyl testosterone, something like that. Don't ask me to say that again. I'm not doing it. This was the same drug that disgraced Ben Johnson, the world's fastest human. I mean, he went, gosh, he was so fast that day. Unlike Mac Beggs and others who knowingly take performance-enhancing drugs, most of the East German athletes were duped into doping. Their coaches told them that they were taking vitamins. And in terms of medals, with more than 500 summer and winter Olympic medals between 68 and 88, the result of the doping, as in the case of Beggs, a record 52-0, was a huge success. However, as the Daily Mail reported in 2015, the East German athletes paid a terrible price. The stars of yesterday suffered severe depression, heart conditions, degenerative bone disease, and infertility. Some even changed sex because of the drugs. Many spiraled into drink and drug addictions, unable to find work. Shot putter Heidi Krieger suffered the loss of her femininity. She had a sex change operation, which, of course, is not really possible to change one's sex. And now lives her life pretending she's a man, teaching youngsters the dangers of pumping steroids in a bid for sporting glory. Concerned that the current situation with Olympic athletes in Russia mirrors that of East Germany, Ines Geipel, 55, a 1980s East German champion sprinter, warns, "It is more than 25 years ago now, and yet there are so many parallels with the Russia situation and ours. It's about a state-controlled abuse carried on until 1989. And you're probably talking about 15,000 athletes in total that were just used. Kids as young as 8 being doped up. Guinea pigs. And you see the health impact down the generations, passed from grandfather to grandchild. Broken bodies, so are their souls. And naturally, there was a great gynecological damage because women were taking men's hormones. They've seen stillbirths, infertility, and disabled children born to the former athletes. So, in other words, there's significant health risks, especially for women, in taking testosterone. Now, like the oppressive East Germans, this is secondary to the perverse sexual agenda of the modern left. What's more, whether those struggling with their gender identity take dangerous drugs, as Dr. Paul McHugh, the University Distinguished Service Professor of Psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Medical School, and the former psychiatrist-in-chief at Johns Hopkins Hospital puts it, the idea that one's sex is a feeling, not a fact, has permeated our culture and is leaving casualties in its wake. Gender dysphoria should be treated with psychotherapy, not surgery.
When the perverse LGBT agenda invades the world of sports, the harm extends beyond the physical and mental damage done to the athlete who's decided to indulge his or her delusions with drugs and surgeries. So whether it's males competing as females, in the case of Alaska's Nanafon Wainwright, or in the case of Beggs, a female taking testosterone, the ones who will suffer are the female athletes who've decided to play by the rules of sound science, morality, and athletic associations that govern their sports. Beggs' case is an example of lunacy let loose. Now, the National Center for Transgender Equality declares you have the right to equal educational opportunities regardless of your gender, including your gender identity or expression or your race, nationality, or disability. This includes not being punished or excluded from school activities or events because you are transgender or gender nonconforming. And you have the right to use locker rooms, restrooms, and other facilities that are consistent with your gender identity and can't be forced to use separate facilities. Now it's only a matter of time before a trans female athlete competes in the Olympics, and they will not have an edge over the rest of the field, or so they think. But when you look at the physical advantage of men over women, male athletes are not going to suffer from this. And a real feminist should be fighting against this. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Not at all. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.